This is Earth and Sky. Cosmic rays are charged particles that zip through space at high speeds.
And one of the biggest mysteries in astrophysics today is where very high energy cosmic rays come from. Stefan Westerhoff, a researcher at Columbia University in New York, told us that only about one hits a square kilometer of the atmosphere every year.
That's pretty bad for a satellite. You can't send up a satellite that has a square kilometer area. So you're stuck on Earth. You have to build ground-based experiments.
What's more, scientists can't detect very high-energy cosmic rays directly. That's because they hit atoms and molecules high in the atmosphere, releasing a shower of other particles and light. It's this light that Westerhoff detects in his current experiment.
Westerhoff is planning a new experiment called Grand Scan that'll search in the direction of the sky toward the possible black hole at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. His detector has to be far from city lights, where the only source of electricity will be solar energy. He's now developing the electronics needed to run his experiment on stored solar power. Construction on Grand Scan is expected to begin in Australia next year.
For today, that's our show. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.